This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes as we continue our study of the Apostle Paul as a great example of how men should react to suffering. A passage that I would like to read from the Bible as we begin our study today is found in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 4 through 10, which of course is from the pen of the Apostle Paul as he is guided by the Holy Spirit. And here he says, "But in all things, approving ourselves as the ministers of God, in much patience, in afflictions, in necessities, in distresses, in stripes, in imprisonments, in tumults, in labors, in watchings, in fastings, by pureness, by knowledge, by long sufferings, by kindness, by the Holy Spirit, by love unfeigned, by the word of truth, by the power of God, by the armor of righteousness on the right hand and on the left, by honor and dishonor, by evil report and good report, as deceivers and yet true, as unknown and yet well known, as dying and behold we live, as chastened and not killed, as sorrowful, yet always rejoicing, as poor, yet making many rich, as having nothing and yet possessing all things." This passage, along with some that we read yesterday, certainly makes clear that Paul counted himself to be rich in spite of being poor in this world's goods. To be rich in Christ is to be rich indeed. As Jesus promised to all who would follow him to make any kind of sacrifice whatever, that they would receive 100-fold more now in this life and in the world to come, eternal life. In spite of Paul's extreme adversity, he had faith in the Lord and had such a sublime hope of everlasting life that he could say, "I am ready not only to be bound," that is, to be put in prison, "but also to die for the name of the Lord Jesus Christ." Acts chapter 21 and verse 13. Even from a prison cell, he wrote to the brethren at Philippi, "Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice." Philippians chapter 4, verse 4. To the same people he said, "For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. And also in nothing be anxious, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God that passes understanding shall guard your hearts and thoughts in Christ Jesus." The Apostle Paul then was a great example of how to endure the problems that come our way. Paul had this attitude because he knew that he was a son of God. Galatians chapter 3, verses 26 and 27. He knew he had lived a faithful life in harmony with Christ's will. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 6 to 8. "As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us." Romans chapter 8, verses 35 to 37. So every sufferer should strive to develop the attitude which Paul had and to patiently face adversity as he did. When Paul had to endure a thorn in the flesh, he endured it patiently as being God's will and as being for his own good. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 7 through 10. And now let us turn our attention to the example of the Lord Jesus Christ as one who suffered patiently. We have only a few moments left of our study today, but let me point out first, before we close, that the Lord knew that the suffering of the cross was coming to him, and he faced it with resolution. The Bible tells us that he steadfastly set his faith toward Jerusalem with all the suffering of the crucifixion and its accompanying events. Nothing could deter him from doing the will of the Father. His life was characterized by prayer long before the crucifixion occurred, and he prayed in the very shadow of the cross. And he remained faithful to God in everything, even in spite of the fact that he knew his life must be given on the cross in order that men might have a Savior. We'll continue our study of this point tomorrow.